Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 31. I'm Jim.
And I'm Dale.
And we are those crazy Bible study guys.
Oh, man, Jim, this is it, dude. I'm excited about today's. This is probably going to be a two-parter today, man. We're going to be talking about prayer, brother. Prayer. Love it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Talks about giving. We talked about giving last week, and then and then he's going to talk about how we can get aligned with the Father, right?
Yeah, this is kind of fun. I mean, we went through some kind of heavy hitters there for a bit, you know, between the divorce, revenge, loving enemies, you know, then like you said, now to kind of giving, which is a little bit easier, more, you know, practical perspectives. But yeah, praying, this one's a good one. I remember studying some of this back in the day, and there's a lot of insights just with Matthew chapter 6 here when Jesus talks about prayer. So I'm pretty pumped about this today.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's interesting. You know, we were talking before about the sequence of things, and, you know, the first part was, you know, dealing with all of these things that just separate us from God, and then, you know, being true to your word, the divorce, talking about retaliation, getting your heart right. He's talking about all these things that are things that just don't align with God's spirit, right? And don't get your heart in the right format. And, you know, the last part was, he was talking about loving your enemies. So like, even to the loving to the point that you would even love your enemies, that's the state of your heart that needs to be there. And then he starts to talk about how it's almost like this is how you clean up the heart. And now he's talking about ways to grow the heart, right? Like giving to the needy. And then, you know, how do you like increase the power source of something? You know, that's what we're going to talk about today, is you got your heart cleaned up, you're building it. And now, man, let's supercharge this thing. Let's plug into the power source, and the optimal way in that is through prayer. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great analogy, man. We're, you know, everybody knows about home ownership and home, you know, remodeling. So it's the renovation of the heart. I like that. So
yeah,
renovation of the heart. That's really cool. Yeah, and I mean, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, we're breaking down those walls, which was some of the tougher stuff we talked about in the Beatitudes in chapter 5. And now it's kind of, all right, the demo is done. Let's start to rebuild, reclean, and really build this right. So, oh man, I'm liking that, boy. And I haven't even watched HGTV in a while. So nice.
Giving you your fix there for you. So
that's it, man. That's it.
Yeah. So we're going to get halfway into the Lord's Prayer, it looks like here.
Yeah. So actually, yeah, let's do that. Let's pray before we learn about praying, and then we'll have you pray at the end.
I'll critique your prayer. Yes. Yeah. We'll have a litmus test here to critique it, see if it aligns with the directions here. So
no pressure today.
I'll grade you at the end.
That sounds good. It sounds good, man. I like it. So let's do it. I mean, for everyone, as we're going to get ready, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 6. We're going to run through verses 5 through 10. So five verses today. So let's open this up. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you. Thank you for another day, Lord, and to be able to grow in your word and to do life with you, Lord, and others. Lord, what a blessing. And so as we learn about how you engaged in prayer and how you set that example, Lord, may we learn something new today. May we grow a little bit deeper with you today and open up that heart channel of communication to you. So we just thank you for all that you are, all that you do, all that you've done, and for saving us on the cross and rising from the grave. Lord, we thank you for all things. Just bless everybody. Bless Jim. Bless my family, his family, and all of our listeners out there. And we just pray that your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hey, I give you an A on that.
Oh, hey, all right.
I do, because you just spoke from the heart, man, and that's what prayer is, right? Just
speaking from the heart. Oh, man, and this is what I love, because, you know, being a follower of Christ for a bit now, when I talk to some people, especially when they start in their faith journey, prayer is one of the hardest ones for everybody.
Yeah.
How do I pray?
Yep.
Constantly I hear that. How do I pray? How do I know I'm doing it right? And there's just so much pressure about it. Well, hey, folks, this is it. We're going to break those walls down and we're going to talk about it. And we're going to show how easy and simple it is today. So probably we should probably read a little bit, but then, yeah, let's get in, man. So,
Go for it. No, I was just going to say that, but isn't it cool how, you know, Jesus, we were just talking about the sequence here and he understands that it's not necessarily easy for people to pray. So he's giving us a little hand here today. And I love that. He knows that's, you know, that's definitely an area he knows we shouldn't struggle with, or he doesn't want us to struggle with, right? Is talking to the Father. So, all right, I'll let you bring it, man.
All right, man, I'm excited about this. And so this is Jesus here speaking again. Whenever we see red letters, if you have a red letter Bible, that's Jesus speaking. And so this is what he's going to teach us today. Matthew 6:5 starts like this. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
I know.
And that's just going to be the first. We're going to give everyone a little teaser.
Well, I know probably a lot of people like myself in their mind just continued on, because how many times have you heard or said the Lord's Prayer? There's a couple things that stuck out to me on this. One is he's talking about prayer the same way he's talking about giving to the needy, right? Don't do this to show off to someone that you gave, or announce that you gave people something and did something good for someone. Do it in private. And it says up in verse 4, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. I love how he wants this just to be something between you and him, right? And that person that you're blessing in the form of neediness, but in prayer, it's like, again, back to the heart matter. Are you doing this to showcase yourself and how awesome you are at prayer? Or are you doing this to truly connect to the Father? That was one of the big things that I kind of noticed, was that analogy and that correlation to giving. And then at the end there, like, I think that statement is awesome, but it's also where some people are like, well, then why do I pray, right? When the Father knows what you need before you even ask him. But it's like anything, right? It's just like, I want you to be in conversation with me. It's like our kids, right? And it's like,
yeah,
we want to talk with them. We kind of know what they need, right? But there's just something not only good about them just reaching out to us, but there's something therapeutic about talking something out, right? And that's what God wants us to do, is just talk it out. That's part of the process of connecting with God and getting through some issues sometimes too, is just reaching out to him, plugging in and just pouring out your heart to him. There's that whole process.
Yeah, you hit it on the nail on the head. The best analogy is children for that. You know, yeah. I mean, like you said, we know what they need. We know that they want food, but you know, it's nice when they come ask us, you know, especially when you see a child, you see they're holding back. They're kind of prospectively thinking, should I ask this question about something I want? And of course, so you're anticipating for it, you're ready for it. But when they come and just that little voice, you know, daddy, can I please, you know, do this? Yeah. Cause we've already gone through the process. We already thought about it. We know what we're going to say. And yeah, it's just that heart connection coming to the Father, you know, or coming to the parent, even in that case. But Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, yeah, God already knows what we need, but that connection of relationship, and that's why I always told everyone about prayer. Like, you don't have to have a pre-written statement that you see people go on to the news about and read a certain way. Like, that's not how it works. It's just, you know, someone once said, imagine, again, I mean, we're talking about a holy God here, but just, you know, kind of imagine as you're starting off is to be at a table, like a nice little dinner table, and Jesus is just sitting across from you smiling, and, you know, but you could tell that he is intently ready to listen to you about anything. And just like we would talk with family members or, you know, friends we have over and just be like, you know, oh, here's my day. Here's what went good. Here's what went bad. Here's what I'm struggling with. You know, even if you're angry and you don't understand, I mean, he's there. He's got his hands across the table, holding yours, being like, it's okay. I got you. And he's listening, which is something that us men don't do very well, but he's doing it. He's listening very intently. And he wants to be there to help. And again, he knows what you need. He knows if you need, you know, finances to cover the bills this month or just some strength, endurance to keep running the race. He knows, but when you come to him, that's when that floodgate will open even more. So, it's beautiful stuff, man.
Yeah, I like the point that you brought. I mean, he even wants us to know when we're mad at him or we're, like, doubting him, you know? He just wants just to be pure conversation from the heart. And that's all he's looking for. And the reality is, like, you know, he knows what you're thinking. So if that's what you're thinking, but you're afraid to say it, he already knows anyways. So why don't you just release it, right? He wants you to just get it out and let it flow.
Yeah.
Because there's something therapeutic about that. And he knows that as well, too. I think that's why, you know, and he wants to know that you want to come to him about it, right? He knows what's going on, but he wants to know you really want to share this with him.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and I look at verse 7 there, you know, when you pray, do not keep on babbling. I love to talk, but, and so that one I had to learn, you know, over time, not to just feel like I have to say so much or have to do so much either. And, but I've always viewed prayer as like a phone call that just never ends. You know, it's just, hey, God, I just love you. You know, just a quick prayer, like, God, will you help, you know, so-and-so with the struggle that they're having. It's just like an endless, unlimited phone call to home, talking to dad. But, you know, but the biggest thing is that the babbling, like, you don't have to keep going in circles and circles and circles. Again, God knows. And that's what I love about, you know, Jesus's first prayer that he shows us how to pray. Like, this is literally, he's saying to us in verse 9, this then is how you should pray. And we actually have another reference where he does pray right before, you know, he heads to the Mount or to the Garden of Gethsemane before he gets arrested. Like, he actually has an entire chapter of prayer where he prays for the disciple. Well, he prays for, you know, again, to the Father, just him and God directly. Then he prays about the disciples and he prays about the world ahead. So we have more prayer examples, more lengthy prayers, but again, he just shows us in simple, simple statements. Like you said, we already know it because it's not that long to memorize. And we hear it so often, we kind of know the Lord's Prayer, which is what we call this. And it's just a very simple, simple, small amount of prayer. And that's what I love about it. So you don't have to keep worrying about, well, did I say everything? There's times even, Jim, where I don't even know what to say in prayer. I literally don't. I have no clue. Like, I know somebody says they have an unspoken, but what does that mean? Simple. God, you know what it is. You know what it is. So help. Please help in this situation. And may it be matching your will. That's it. Simple. Bah. Bing, bada, boom, bada. You know, that's it.
Yep. He just loves the fact that you reached out and connected and said, I don't even know what to say, but I'm just picking up the phone and giving you a call. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like that you hit on that, the babbling part, because, you know, when I was a younger Christian too, the do not keep on babbling like pagans, I was like, kind of Satan kind of used that on me of like, hey, man, are you praying right? You're kind of, but I think the whole point here is like, you're not praying to pray and show off or whatever. It's like, you know, babbling just to say, hey, I prayed, right? It's like, yep. he's just like, sometimes you talk and then you're talking in circles and you don't know what you're trying to get out and say. And I don't think it's talking about that. I think it's talking about, right, where is your heart with this, right?
Yeah.
Are you trying to check a box that I prayed to God today? Or are you really just picking up the phone and just opening and pouring out your heart?
Yeah. And I will say lastly, you know, too, when we go through this prayer, we do have a couple of really cool acronyms, which we'll probably maybe get more into on the second part of this piece. But, you know, the biggest thing is, remember, God is not, you know, a genie in a bottle. That's, yeah. I think that's another thing that we easily take out of perspective is, oh, I'm going to pray because I deserve this. God, you know, help me win $1 million. And then you don't win $1 million and you get mad at God. Like, God, I thought I could pray to you because you knew what I needed and I needed $1 million. Well, God knows what you need. You didn't need $1 million. You just, right, wanted $1 million. And so I think that's another important thing. And so as we will go through this, I want to give everyone a heads up, kind of a, what a good acronym for prayer is, if that's okay,
yeah,
to kind of bring this to like a forefront, learn it. And then we can, as we go through the actual prayer as a whole, we'll hit more onto it. But it's what we call the ACTS prayer, which is cool because we have a book called ACTS. So it's easy to remember. And the A stands for adoration, which is praising God for who he is and what he has done, which you'll see is that as Jesus opens his prayer, that's exactly what he does. He's praising God for who he is. The second is confession, you know, saying sorry for the hurt that we've caused God and others. The T is going to be for thanksgiving, again, giving thanks to God for all that he's done. And then lastly is supplication. Again, supplying our needs, things that we need help with, and protection, which you'll see as we get towards the end of it, again, like combating against, you know, temptation and the devil. So that's it. ACTS. That's what you got to remember when you pray, you know, praise the Lord. So adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication.
I've never heard that before. So I learned something new today on the podcast.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to hit some footnotes now that you got us aligned there pretty good. But I like that. Like any tool like that that can help you just kind of get a flow with your conversation with God, I think is very helpful. And like we'll see here in the Lord's Prayer, he's kind of doing that same thing, just probably simple to the point, but it packs a punch, right? He's Mike Tyson out there just packing punches, right? And this,
that's right.
This
no eating ears though.
Yes. No eating ears for sure. Yeah. I'm not going to go off on a tangent on that. So, all right. 7, 5, 6. So, and as you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. So it says, some people, especially the religious leaders, wanted to be seen as holy, and public prayer was one way to get attention. Jesus saw through their self-righteous acts, however, and taught that the essence of prayer is not public style, but private communication with God. There's a place for public prayer, but to pray only where others will notice you indicates your real audience is not God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we see that even today, that there are people who do like to hear their voice and like to show off to a big degree. And again, yeah, who's your audience? Is it the people or is it God? Again, goes back to what Mr. Jim is saying, heart matter.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this footnote because I'm hoping it's going to hit on our babbling thing. And it starts off with repeating the same words over and over like a magic incantation. I have no idea what that word is. All right. Repeating the same words over like a magic incantation is no way to ensure that God will hear your prayer. It's not wrong to come to God many times with the same requests. Jesus encourages persistent prayer, but he condemns the shallow repetition of words. They're not offered with a sincere heart. There we go, right? The old heart matter. We can never pray too much if our prayers are honest and sincere. Before you start to pray, make sure you mean what you say.
So obviously we know you are not a magician. So incantation means a series of words said as a magic spell or charm.
Okay.
And I am also not a magician, so I had to Google that.
It's, does it show you the pronunciation too?
Yeah, incantation.
Okay, all right. I did. Yeah. All right.
You enunciated perfectionly, but yeah. So it is.
It was like magic.
Yeah, but that makes sense because again, if you're repeating the same prayer, and this is a challenge. I mean, I know that I've been in a church I used to grow up into. It was very, very, very small church. Like if you weren't there on Sunday, everybody was coming to your house. Why not? Yeah, because it was that small. Everybody knew everything about you more than you yourself. But at the time, this church, I mean, again, it was a good church. People were good. They just didn't have a big, strong leadership to know any different. And so, they would say things consistently over and over. It almost was just like a chant. And what I felt at that time was like, it just, oh, okay, I know I got to say this, but it didn't have a heart to it. It was just, okay, it's that time. Got to say it like this. And again, discipline is good, but again, it goes back to the heart matter. Like if you're just saying something to say it over and over and over, again, are you doing it because you're really pouring your heart out, or is it just because it's that time to say it? But I like this footnote where it really encourages, that persistent prayer that you're praying for, healing, or you're praying for strength, and you're going to say it different, every time. Like, God, please help Dale with this. Please, help his family, help him, to figure this out, whatever it might be. It could be just different. It can still be the same thing, but just again, that heart matter straight across. So yeah, that was a good footnote.
Yeah. So now we're going to jump into the Lord's Prayer here. I'm excited about this because they're going to break this apart and see how rich these few words are. So 6:9, this is often called the Lord's Prayer because Jesus gave it to the disciples. It can be a pattern for our prayers. We should praise God, praise for his work in the world, pray for our daily needs, and pray for help in our daily struggles. So it begins with our Father in heaven. The phrase our Father in heaven indicates that God is not only majestic and holy, but also personal and loving. Oh, I like that. Just four words there. Pack that punch. The first line of this model prayer is a statement of praise and commitment to hallow or honor God's holy name. We can honor God's name by being careful to use it respectfully. If we use God's name lightly, we aren't remembering God's holiness.
Amen. I love that. He is the creator of all. Address him as so.
I love that. Those simple four words describing his holiness, but also his love for us as a father. Man, that is good stuff. All right.
Yeah. And
so I have a little side note that I wrote from previous time reading through. It says, look up who you are connecting to. All right. So our Father in heaven, just look up. He's up in heaven, right? Who you are connecting to. And then the next one is hallowed be your name. And I had a little note recognizing his holiness. So the next footnote refers to, though, the next line, which is your kingdom come. And I had a footnote here. I'm not sure what it means exactly, but it says, open the heavens, bring the two worlds together through your spirit, live in this world, but of the spirit. Well, I guess I know that what that means, but I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Let's bring the two worlds together. So the phrase your kingdom come is a reference to God's spiritual reign, not Israel's freedom from Rome. God's kingdom was announced in the covenant with Abraham, which is in Luke, and later here in Matthew and 8, is present in Christ's reign in believers' hearts and will be complete when all evil is destroyed and God establishes the new heaven and earth, which is in Revelations.
Yeah, amen, dude.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Our church is actually in the right at the end of, they're actually going through a big, the end of the world as we know it. So there, it's been, I think, a four or 5 week series on Revelations, which has been very, very good.
Good song too.
Yes. Yeah. That
it's the end of the world.
Yeah. That actually, that's.
I won't sing.
The little intro video has that song going on it. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Who was that? REM, right?
I think so.
REM. Yeah. Yep. All right. Oh, good. I was able to pull that one out. All right. And then the last footnote I have here is on 6:10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we pray, your will be done, we are not resigning ourselves to fate, but praying that God's perfect purpose will be accomplished in this world as well as in the next. So like you said, I think this will kind of wrap it up here, but it's not a genie in the bottle thing, right? Oh, prayer no. helps, like, because there's other areas in the Bible, right? If you pray for this, God will give it to you. But that's when your heart is aligned with his, right? When you're seeking out what is his will for your life, not exactly. what you think your will is. So
exactly. Again, a very beautiful model prayer. And that's what that act started with, was the adoration, praising God for who he is. That's really what we've read. And really, that's almost half of what this model prayer is again, we're addressing God, who he is, most sovereign, heavenly, highly host. Again, hallowed be your name. How great is your name? So you're praising the Lord as you start your prayer off, and you're asking for his will. It's his will. It's his world. It's his plan. And so when we align it to that way, then it helps us coach our mind to what our prayers actually are. It goes back to that heart matter. And again, it's not a genie in a bottle kind of perspective. So you're already starting your prayer off, focusing on what God, who God is and what his will is. And we may not understand it, but we're asking for it to be done. And that's that beautiful part. And again, that adoration, that's a big chunk of it to kick off. So we'll pick up the rest of it on the next episode with the confession, thanksgiving, and supplication pieces. So we'll finish out the Acts piece model perspective.
Father God, we thank you for modeling for us how to connect to you. And it is quite simply having a conversation like this, us to align to your will. Help us to see you and connect with you throughout the day. We love you and ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And well done. Well done. A to you too, because you started that adoration. A for adoration.
Oh, all right.
All right, everyone. Well, hey, let's start today to renovate our hearts. And until next time, enjoy the gift of today.